This is WSHU. I'm Craig LaMolt. Today is the deadline to register for Connecticut's Healthcare Exchange, the state's insurance program that's part of the Affordable Care Act. And joining me now is Kevin Cunahan, the CEO of the exchange, which is called Access Health Connecticut. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Craig.
What has the enrollment been so far, and how does it look today?
Well, enrollment's been heavy. Through last night, we're about 192,000 total enrollment, and about 74,000 people in our private insurance exchange. At present, we've got over 1,500 concurrent users on the website, so we're expecting our strongest day ever. If they've started their application by 11:59 tonight, so before midnight, they'll have the opportunity for 7 days to finish their application.
In order for the exchange to work financially, it requires people to sign up to be a mix, including young, healthy people. Do you know what the breakdown is in terms of who has signed up at this point?
As of today, roughly 30% of our enrollees are under age 35, and so we're pleased with that. The percentage of enrollees 55 to 64 is decreasing. The best way to get a diverse and balanced risk pool, which is what everybody wants, is to have broad enrollment. Because if broad enrollment occurs, as it is in Connecticut, it builds the momentum where the sustainability of the exchange becomes inevitable. And when it becomes inevitable, as I believe it is in our state, we will naturally attract a balanced risk pool.
There's also a mix based on levels of income, which impacts how much of a subsidy people get. Do you know the economic breakdown of who's registered for the exchange so far?
30% of them have no subsidy whatsoever. 70% do. And that's kind of interesting because 70% of those in the individual market were deemed to be eligible for subsidies anyway. So it appears that the enrollment is basically mirroring the income eligibility range. Probably about 109,000 people are part of either Medicaid expansion or part of existing growth in Medicaid. Now several states expanded Medicaid several years ago, and we were one of those. And that's one of the reasons that our uninsured level at 8% is relatively low.
What about the population that is not signed up? Do we know how many people will be getting a penalty from the federal government for not having health care?
Not yet. And that penalty, as you know, is subject to a bunch of different things, one of which is an exception based on either religious or financial circumstances, things of that sort. So we'll be processing some appeals for those as well.
Based on the success that you've had with Access Health Connecticut, the state in your program has started offering to consult for other states on their programs. How has that gone so far? Do you have any clients at this point who are looking to you for advice?
Well, we've had discussions with about four or five states already about either franchising or licensing or taking on pieces of what we do in an outsource model. At present, we don't have any, but one is looking pretty favorable.
I know one source of concern has been getting hospitals and doctors to accept insurance on the state exchange. How has that played out? Will the people on the exchange be able to access the care that they need?
Oh, absolutely. The network coverage is quite broad. Now, does it mean that every physician in the exchange network has an open panel and is accepting new patients? No. And there will be some access issues, as there is all over the country. But we think they're going to be manageable. You know, one potential concern, of course, is with the big expansion of Medicaid that there may not be enough Medicaid providers. But we've added about 900 in the state through an increase in the primary care reimbursement formula from the feds. So I think a lot of that slack is going to be taken up there.
Can people only enroll during open enrollment? What if I had a change of circumstances in my life, like I lost my job tomorrow? Could I still enroll before the next open enrollment period begins?
There are things called qualifying events, and that could be a job change, as you mentioned. It could be a change in marital status, birth of a child, things of that sort. All those activities allow for an opportunity to enroll as part of a special enrollment period.
There's been a lot that's gone into this between the beginning of the Affordable Care Act and today. How would you say it's gone so far?
This is a law that requires patients to implement. There will be a rush to judgment beginning tomorrow about its success or failure. But fundamentally, I think we're turning a corner on a key issue, which is that access to health care coverage will increasingly be seen as a right of citizenship and not just a privilege of employment.
Well, Kevin Cunahan, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Kevin Cunahan is the president and CEO of Access Health Connecticut.